come the New York Giants on a 57-degree day in East Rutherford, New Jersey from MetLife Stadium. Giants getting set to host the Los Angeles Rams. Good afternoon, everybody. Kenny Albert with Rondé Barber and Christina Pink. Today, one of the surprise teams in the NFL against one of the most disappointing. Rondé, let's start with the Rams under 31-year-old head coach Sean McVay, youngest head coach in NFL history. Rams off to a 5-2 start.
You know, the last time we saw the Rams, Kenny, they were beating up on the Arizona Cardinals over in London. And I got to tell you, Sean McVay's message has really resonated with this football team, and it's empowered guys like Jared Goff and Todd Gurley on offense, but the whole team in general on defense, on special teams, they're dynamic and they're fun to watch, and they got a chance today to prove that that consistency can win here on the road in New York.
Rams coming off a bye, Giants as well. Some more drama with the suspension of Janoris Jenkins, who did not show up for practice on Monday. Giants at 1-6, Rondé. What must they do in order to win this game today?
You know what? They've been in some close games, but they just haven't been able to finish. And as I look at the Giants, I look at what they have to do today, and they change play callers, come out of the bye week. You don't have Odell Beckham. You don't have Brandon Marshall. It'll be a more two tight end type of game. They're going to have to slow it down, run the football, get the ball to your playmakers, and try to see if they can find a way to beat this hot Rams football team.
Rams 3-0 on the road. Giants have not won at home. Jared Goff, Eli Manning, Rams, Giants next. It's the Giants and the Rams. Rondé, who will you be keeping a close eye on today?
Kenny, they have a young, athletic tight end in Evan Ingram. Keep an eye on him, and he's going to be going up against two great inside linebackers of the Rams, Alec Ogletree, Mark Barron. Kickoffs coming up next.
We are Bosworth.
Fox Sports welcomes you to the following presentation of the National Football League.
Welcome back. 56 degrees, chance of rain here at East Rutherford, New Jersey. What a job Sean McVay has done in his first season. His grandfather, former coach of the New York Giants back in the 1970s. Another trying week for Ben McAdoo in his second season as Giants head coach. Rams won the toss, elected to defer. So the Giants will start at the 25 as we head down to the field and check in with Christina Pink. Christina.
Hey, Kenny. Well, the Rams have been all over the map. Literally, they have logged more miles than any team in the NFL, and yet they are 4-0 away from L.A. You know, traditionally, West Coast teams struggle when they have to change time zones, but the Rams have figured it out. Sean McVay giving all the credit to his head trainer, Reggie Scott, who's put a strategic plan in place that includes their sleep schedules and practice times. They figured out that road success, guys. Let's see if it continues today.
All right, thanks, Christina. Giants at 1-6. Start from their 25-yard line. Orleans Darkwa takes the handoff from Eli Manning. Darkwa getting 5 out to the 30. Aaron Donald made the tackle. Eli has never lost to the Rams. He's 5-0, 12 touchdowns, only one interception. This is 207th consecutive start in the regular season, third all-time behind only Brett Favre and his brother, Peyton. Giants, of course, without many weapons on offense. Sterling Shepard has returned after missing two games. This is Darkwa. He will pick up the first down and more across midfield. Orleans Darkwa to the Rams, 45, a gain of 29 yards.
Well, this is exactly what you'd expect from this Giants offense. Downhill runs. You're going to see two pullers come in front, and the Rams do a poor job filling in that gap and making tackles. You see Mark Barron with the miss there. And to me, Kenny, this offense has to rely on this. More Eli Manning under center, more play action because of a successful run game, but good start here.
From the Rams 46, Manning dumps it off. Tight end Evan Ingram, the intended receiver. Second and 10 upcoming. Giants with their 6 different starting combination on the offensive line.
It's hard to find consistency in your offense when you have that many guys. You just mentioned
Evan Engram on that reception, but the guy I'm looking at is Sterling Shepard, finally back from that ankle injury. And again, this team used to be 90% or so 11 personnel, so three wide receivers on the field. He's going to get a chance to shine in the slot today right here for you.
Shane Vereen in the backfield, second and 10. Play clock winding down, and Manning calls timeout.
Timeout, Giants. That's their first.
Eli Manning says, it's on me. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this message.
If you're looking for passion, look in the details. That's why Mike works every ounce of team gear, all 11 tons of it, making sure every pad wears right, every chain runs tight, every cleat is perfectly shaped, and every single detail is playing for the win. Because when it's football, you give it everything.
Turn my back, Mike.
I always run.
Appreciate what you did. Details matter.
I agree.
Following an early Giants timeout, second and 10 from the Rams 46. This is Darquan. Darquan to the Rams 40-yard line. He gains six as we check out the Rams defensive unit.
Well, it's a very dynamic unit, Kenny. When I look at these guys, so much talent across the board on all three levels. Mark Barron, one of the inside linebackers, converted safety. Leads his team in tackles, got two interceptions. Him and Alec Ogletree are two guys. Mentioned them in the players to watch. Keep an eye on them all day. We'll see him matched up against Evan Engram some today, and I think that's what you're looking at now on this third down.
Mark Barron, a former teammate of yours in Tampa. Wolfman prior to the snap.
All-star offense, number 76. Five-yard penalty, it's third down.
That's DJ Fluker, the right guard.
Wade Phillips is going to give you a bunch of looks. Blitz looks. Sometimes you don't know they're coming. It's the pressure or the illusion of pressure. And DJ Fluker saw Alec Ogletree's foot come into play and he snapped out of it. But the Giants put themselves further behind the sticks here. And you get the timeout early. You get the false start. Some of the inconsistencies of this offense showing early.
Third down and 9. Giants must get to the 36 for a first down. Ball comes loose. On the sack by Aaron Donald. Rams recover.
Well, quick pressure in the middle by Aaron Donald. But this is what this Rams defense is so good at, causing turnovers. They got one early. Well, you see Eli Manning, quick snap here, trying to get this ball out fast to his tight end, Evan Engram. But the Rams put Tremaine Johnson, their best cover guy, on the tight end. And that leads to Aaron Donald, who just destroyed DJ Fluker on an inside rush move for that sack fumble. They got great field position now for Jared Goff in this offense.
This fourth sack, it was recovered by Connor Barwin. Ramp start from the 48 as Goff hands it off to Todd Gurley into Giants territory. It's still going. Gurley is inside the 20. Finally forced out of bounds by Darian Thompson.
I tell you what, Kenny, the resurgence of Todd Gurley is back. It just continues to show itself, and this is just great patience. Watch this offensive line get pushed back, but then he just takes his time and finds the hole later. Nobody's getting off blocks in the Giants secondary. Explosive run to start the game for the Rams.
His longest run of the season, 36 yards. To the Giants 16-yard line. It's Gurley again, inside the 10. Tackled at the 7-yard line by Curtis Grant. Gurley coming into this game, Rondé, third of the league in total yards from scrimmage.
This line's been together all year long, Kenny. Five starters have been the same. You see the addition of Andrew Whitworth and John Sullivan up there have been huge, paying huge dividends for this team. I gotta tell you, they continue to block like this. It's gonna be a long day for the New York Giants. Gashing runs start this football game.
36 and then 9 yards from Gurley. This is Gurley again. Cuts to the outside and a nice tackle made by Dominique Rogers-Cromartie back at the 9-yard line.
Nice tackle. Touchdown saving tackle by DRC. This is tough duty coming off a block and
having to get this big, powerful runner on the ground, but he gets just enough of him to stop him. And, you know, you're the Giants right now. You're on defense. You come out, you give up two huge plays, two huge runs to start. You got a third down opportunity to stop in your red zone. See if the crowd gets into it.
Third down and two. Goff looking to throw for the first time to the end zone for a Rams touchdown. It's the tight end, Tyler Higbee.
Anybody playing defense, it is just too hard to cover this long. Jared Goff had forever to throw this football. Here's Higbee just working across the formation and almost goes down there. But look, see the double crisscross, trying to get some space inside there. And Jared Goff just does enough, buys enough time. Nice quick delivery, touchdown Rams.
First of the season for Higbee, second of his NFL career. So the Rams capitalized following the turnover by the Giants on their opening possession. Greg Zuerlein leading the NFL in scoring. Connects on the extra point. So on Goff's first pass of the day, finds Higbee in the end zone. 7-0 Rams. Short field for the Rams following the Giants turnover. They drive four plays, 52 yards. Todd Gurley with the 36-yard run leading to this.
It just made it look easy. And you know, the Giants have no Olivier Vernon. He's unavailable with injury. Kerry Wynn is out. Romeo Okwara is on IR. And just no pass rush. It was just too easy for him.
And this Giants defense, Rondé, has now allowed a touchdown to a tight end in nine consecutive games. That's an NFL record dating back to the final game last season.
I love how you dig up those stats, Kenny. Where's that come from? But yes, they must do a better job on tight ends. And I don't know. This Giants defense got a lot to prove still with some players missing.
Here's Vereen on the return. Shane Vereen out across the 30 to the 34-yard line. Bottle it brought down by Bryce Hager. Good field position for the Giants for the third straight game. Their offensive coordinator, Mike Sullivan, calling the plays, Rondé, not the head coach, Ben McAdoo.
Well, they needed a change. Just, they were ineffective without those three receivers available to them. And again, they're going to try to feature their tight end, Evan Ingram. He's the most dynamic player on this football team. Great talent, and Eli and them know that he's got to be the guy that powers this offense.
With three tight ends on the field, Manning hands it off to Darqua. And when we spoke with McAdoo on Friday, Giants head coach asked him about giving up the play calling to Mike Sullivan. Ben said, I love calling plays, but it was in the best interest of the team.
Well, he needs to get his team under his belt. You know, I think great head coaches make their team assume his personality. I just don't think they've been able to do that with him calling plays. So he gets to take a step back, give the play calling to Mike Sullivan, and really manage his entire football team.
On second and five, catch is made by Roger Lewis Jr. And he's tackled at the 41-yard line by Mark Barron, setting up third and short for the Giants.
Yeah, nothing going on here. Here's Mark Barron. He's very athletic. You mentioned his safety background, Kenny. The guy really plays great in space. I'm joking with Alec Ogletree earlier last night about which one of these guys is going to lead this team in tackles. They're so active. They're all over the football field. Nice friendly competition on that unit.
Right. It's been Ogletree three of the last four seasons. Barron with the edge this year. On third down and one. Nice push. And Darkwood picks up a Giants first down.
Great block. Watch your tight end lined up as a fullback here. Take on Alec Ogletree, and that's where exactly where that run is going. Power running game. Need to do the little things well if you're the Giants, and converting on third and short is a good start.
Second possession for the Giants. They turned it over on their opening drive. Play clock is winding down. They already used the timeout. First and 10 from the 44. This is Darkwood. And there's certainly been a change in philosophy, Rondé, for the Giants offensively due to the injuries suffered by their top wideouts, Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Marshall, Wayne Harris on IR as well.
I think personnel-wise, it's going to be very different. The two tight end sets, two receivers. You're going to see three tight ends, which we've seen already in this football game. But the way Eli Manning runs this offense is still going to be the same. It's going to be imperative for the Rams defense not to give him clean looks. You know he's going to come to the line of scrimmage, check into the best play. And I think that's why you had that almost delay a game timeout taken in that first drive.
Second down at five. Manning looking to throw. Downfield intended for Roger Lewis Jr. It's John Johnson, the rookie out of Boston College, defending.
And John Johnson's a guy who Coach McVay told us he loves him. He loves the way that he plays. His instincts as a football player are not something that you really expect. He's just in the middle of your field here. His play is a little long developing. The ball kind of sails on Eli. But the whole play by John Johnson to be able to get sideline to sideline, something I've been very impressed off when watching him on film.
Starting his fourth straight game. Bottom of your screen, the tight end Engram split out wide to the left. Third down at five. Green in the backfield. Manning throws on third down complete to Sterling Shepard for Giants first down to the Rams 37. Shepard back in the lineup after missing the last two games with an ankle injury.
Oh, this is what has to happen for this Giants offense. They're going to get man-to-man situations on third down against the Rams. Wade Phillips loves to put pressure. He's going to put his corners out there to play man-to-man, and Sterling Shepard has to win inside. It has not been happening for this Giants offense. Nice to see him back converting that third down there.
Bunch formation to the right. First and 10, 38-yard line. It's Darkwa. Darkwa up the middle for a gain of two.
You're going to continue to see this, Ken. I think all day. It's just turn around, hand the football off, slow this football game down for the Giants. You know, and Mike Sullivan knows that without that talent on the outside that this offense is really was really built around, available to him, he has to do this. Three tight ends on the grass right now, one running back, Sterling Shepard as receiver. This is the Giants of second half of 2017.
Right, as Eli told us, run, get to third and manageable. Play clock again, down to one. Second down and eight. Giants get the snap away as Darkwa is bottled up by Tyrone Walker.
And just the movement up front of this defensive line. See Alec Ogletree inserting into the pressure, making a five-man line look like a seven-man line. Nowhere to run this football. And it's what makes it so difficult to run against the Rams. They've given up some explosive, yes, this year, but consistently the players up front just do a great job changing the line of scrimmage and setting up now a third and long for the Giants offense.
Nice play of the drive. Third down and nine. Manning to the outside for a first down as the catch is made at the 23-yard line by Tavares King.
Again, man-to-man coverage on the outside. Tavares King has to win. Working here against Kayvon Webster. You see him snap it out. The ball is delivered on time. Sometimes you think, can you win these matchups with no-name guys getting ready for this football game? It took forever to really research who these guys are. Tavares King, Travis Rudolph, Roger Lewis, yes, he's played. They're going to have to step up their game today if they're going to beat the Rams.
Tavares King, former Bronco and Tampa Bay Buck, his third catch of the season as Manning swings it out. Incomplete. He was looking for Wayne Gallman out of the backfield. Gallman, the rookie out of Clemson. So second and 10 coming up for Eli Manning and the Giants. And when we talked to Eli, he said without all of the injured wideouts, last year we had three receivers on the field most of the time. Now it's three tight ends.
Well, with the three tight ends and the two tight end sets that you have now, still got to find a way to finish drives. That's been their Achilles heel.
Second down and 10. Manning over the top. And Engram takes it all the way down to the Rams 10 for another Giants first down. Evan Engram, the rookie out of Mississippi, the Giants' leading receiver.
Well, he looks like a receiver. I know he lines up in line,
But the way he runs routes, the suddenness and the quickness, I mean, this is an easy pitch and catch because there's nobody in coverage just underneath zone. But you get it into his hands and let him do the work. Get north and south very quick. He's a good mismatch on linebackers and safeties.
Drives with two tight ends to hand off to Goldman. And he's met immediately by Ogletree. Gain of just one.
Just notice, Kenny, just how slow they're playing, right? Eli's calling the plays at the line of scrimmage. It's kind of a muddle. They're only 2 yards from the football trying to make a call here, but the methodical nature of this offense has definitely changed here with the substitutions unavailable to them. Trying to get in the right place, see if they got something good dialed up here inside the 10-yard line.
Also keeping an explosive Rams offense off the field. It's the 13th play of the drive on second and goal. Manning throws, and the catch is made at the 5-yard line by Sterling Shepard. Connor Barr with the tackle. It will be third and goal for the Giants.
Even though they are in the gun here, I think it helps them, or behooves them, I should say, to get the ball out of Eli Manning's hands quick. You're not going to see a lot of down-the-field throws, I don't think, all day. But Eli Manning, because the troubles that they've had up front, because of the pressure that can be provided by this Rams defense, going to have to rely on these quick throws.
Third and goal from the 5. 14th play of the drive for the Giants. Marine lined up to the left of Manning. Manning on third down, looking at zone. He throws. Touchdown. Tavoris King.
It's only a 3-man rush here. Rams are going to try to drop back into coverage. Kenny, what I saw, they motion Evan Engram down. You see Mark Barron goes with them. So he kind of undresses the defense. He knows what he has over here. And he's certain that he has man-to-man up top. There's just a little miscommunication between John Johnson and the corner. Tavoris King's wide open. Nice throw. Good way to respond if you're the Giants offense.
It's his first regular season touchdown. He scored in the postseason in Green Bay on a pass from Eli Manning last January. Rosas with the extra point. 14-play drive. Manning to King. Giants tie the game at 7. Tavoris King celebrating his first NFL regular season touchdown. He was a teammate of Todd Gurley and Alec Ogletree at the University of Georgia.
How about he had 2 catches in 15, 2 catches in 16. He has 2 catches on this drive. Make a name for himself today.
Only the second first quarter touchdown scored by the Giants this season. And Rondé, the first touchdown allowed by the Rams in 8 quarters. They have scored 43 consecutive points since the last time they allowed a point to their opponent.
And Jared Goff hasn't had to play from behind very often. Obviously, tie football game here. It's early. But yes, you saw that Giants offense very, very balanced. Ten plays run, 9 plays pass. I think that's what you're going to have to find from this Giants offense. Because, again, you mentioned it, Kenny. This Rams offense is explosive. Haven't really even seen Jared Goff open up. See if they get it going here.
The toss to Tavon Austin. And Austin is out to the 28-yard line. Curtis Grant the tackle as we check in for a game break with Carissa Thompson. Carissa.
Thanks, Kenny. We head to New Orleans. Saints up 3-0 when Justin Hardy blocks Brian Anger's punt, takes it to the end zone. A missed extra point has the Saints up 9-0 looking for their 6th straight win. Kenny, Rondé, and Christina.
How about the Saints, Rondé? They get a touchdown special teams after losing their first 2 games. They're 5-2.
I think the way people start the season means nothing anymore. This NFL this year, it's anybody's ball game. Dial them out after 2 games like a lot of people did is just crazy.
Snacks Harrison makes the tackle. Second straight carry by Tavon Austin, and now a late flag. It's an extracurricular activity.
After the play was over, personal foul, unnecessary roughness defense, number 21, 15 yards. First down.
That's on Landon Collins.
That's a big size takedown here at the end of the play. And I mean, they're scrapping, yes. Both guys kind of doing it.
Landon Collins, Robert Woods. Collins penalized. Of course, this Giants secondary playing without Janoris Jenkins. Serving his suspension. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie suspended a couple of weeks ago. From the 43-yard line. On first down is the tight end, Derek Carrier. And he was met immediately by Rodgers-Cromartie at the 47.
Well, you mentioned some of the undisciplined things going on in this Giants defense. And, of course, it hurts him. Love to have a Janoris Jenkins out here, but I think it can be a rallying call for this team. Your best players get suspended. You know, it's different when it's a guy, you know, second stringer, backup kind of guy, make an example out of. But when you make an example out of your best player, I think that goes a long way trying to build the foundation of your team.
Second down at six as Goff fires downfield through the arms of Sammy Watkins. So not only are the Giants without the suspended quarterback Janoris Jenkins, but a couple of linebackers, Casillas and Goodson, Olivier Vernon, Kerry Witt up front. We're down at six. As Goff throws, and it's caught inside the 15, inside the 10 by the tight end, Gerald Everett, the rookie out of South Alabama, second-round draft pick. His eighth catch of the year, he picks up 44 yards.
They're just playing a soft zone over here. It's not Eli Apple. Landon Collins needs to get over the top and cover this guy up. This was just an easy throw. It's just no release, no disruption of the vertical release. Safety's late to get over the top. It's just easy. This is an explosive Rams offense. They're third or fourth in the league in explosive plays. That wasn't even trying.
Tight ends of all three receptions for the Rams today, and now a flag comes in. As Everett was tackled out to seven.
And not only do they have all three receptions today, the tight ends have the three longest pass plays on this Rams offense.
Holding offense number 79. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Repeat first down.
That's on the right tackle, Rob Havenstein.
Yeah, you see him grabbing on to Tomlinson.
So this will force the Rams back to the 18-yard line. Austin in motion. First and goal from the 18, currently in the backfield. Now Austin comes in motion the other way as Goff hands it off to Gurley. Not much. Dalvin Tomlinson, who drew that penalty on the previous play along with Avery Moss, sit on the tackle for the Giants.
Dalvin Tomlinson's a guy, rookie, that you talk to Spagnuolo, loves the way that he plays this game. Energetic inside, big. Obviously, he's got that mass in there. A guy like that working against this run offense needs to have a big day today, Kenny.
Tomlinson, rookie out of Alabama, Giants second round pick. Rams do not have to run a play, but they will as Goff swings it out and then the flip to Austin from Cooper Kupp.
How deep does Sean McVay have to dig into his playbook to find this play? You're going to a little hook and lateral? What is this? Throw it to Cooper Kupp. He gives it to Tavon Austin. Pick up some big yards.
7-7 after one.
Well, they seem to be working on the quad of Keenan Robinson, and this is him right here. You'll see him as he chases through this play on Tavon Austin. Just comes up lame here as he gets to the sideline, goes immediately down to the ground. And Kenny, they are very short at linebacker. A lot of soft tissue injuries. B.J. Goodson, Jonathan Casillas are down. Calvin Munson, Curtis Grant on the football field now. Have to keep an eye on that going forward.
Third and goal for the Rams as we begin the second quarter. from the Giants' 9-yard line in a 7-7 game. Goff looking, now he throws back in the end zone off the hands of Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp's been Mr. Reliable for Jared Goff in this offense. This is a really clever route. He's going to come in here and then shoot it, try to get over the top of the defense here. Goes down and then takes it up, and see that route's planned all the way. Hits him in the hands. Probably should have been a catch. I'm not sure that he would have come down in bounds had he been able to hold on. But got to give credit to the Giants' defense after that long drive. Hold them to a field goal opportunity here for Rick Zuerlein.
A chip shot for Zuerlein, the NFC Special Teams Player of the Month in October. He connects from 27 to give the Rams a 10-7 lead over the Giants. Watch live, local, and primetime games with NFL Mobile. Rain falling here in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Early second quarter. Kenny Albert, Rondé Barber, Christina Pink. Rams have taken a 10-7 lead over Eli Manning of the Giants.
Good game thus far. I mean, take away that turnover, and the Giants' offense has actually looked pretty good today. Very steady dose of the run game. See what Eli Manning and their play caller Mike Sullivan come out with here on this drive.
Giants will start from their 25. You know, there's one show that's taking critics and fans by storm. It's the all-new Marvel series, The Gifted. Critics call it everything an X-Men show should be. Check out an all-new episode of The Gifted tomorrow, right here on Fox. Rodney, I know you'll be tuning in.
I'm coming over to your house. We're watching that, Kenny.
There you go.
I know you're big into the X-Men universe.
Absolutely. Giants start from the 25. It's Goldman up the middle. Still on his feet. Wayne Goldman picks up a first down out to the 39, a 15-yard run, matching his season high.
Well, again, you'll see some pullers from this Giants offensive line, and I really like when they do this because it gives you a gap inside. You're creating one more gap with that puller coming across the formation. And then Goldman, good downhill straight runner, breaks some tackles, picks up the first down.
Up the 39-yard line on the toss, it's Goldman up the middle. Wayne Goldman out to the 46. He gained 7 more. We head to Los Angeles for a game break. Kurt Menefee.
All right, the Falcons and Panthers getting together in Carolina. Matt Ryan's thrown a touchdown pass in every single game so far this season, including this one. A 6-yarder to Mohamed Sanu, and they're up 10-0, ready to start the second quarter. Kenny, Rondé, and Christina.
All right, thanks, Kurt. We check out the standings in the tight NFC South. Jermaine Johnson, starting left corner, is the injured Ram.
Did not see what happened to him there, Kenny. He was in on that tackle at the bottom of that pile, but he seems to be all right.
Replaced by the former Buffalo Bill, Nickell Roby-Coleman. Second down and 3 for the Giants. Two nice runs by Goldman. He's lined up to Manning's left. It's Goldman again. He has a Giants first down across midfield to the Rams 48.
Well, I know one person who doesn't like doing all this handing off is Eli Manning. But we had Goldman in his kind of breakout game in Tampa week 4. And since then, he's really been sharing the load with Orleans Darkwa in this backfield. And I really like the dynamic style of his running game. And I love how he gets downhill. I think they'll continue to turn around and hand this ball off. Be patient with this offense.
That was on Goldman's birthday, the game in Tampa. He scored his first NFL touchdown. Here's Goldman again, and this time he's forced back by Ogletree. Ball comes out. Rams have recovered. Second Giants turnover.
Oh, no sooner than we start talking about it, he puts the ball on the ground. And really, this is a great play by Alec Ogletree. First of all, he shoots the gap, gets into the run game, and he's just fighting for the ball. You got a runner held up. You know you're going to have some bodies, hats to the party. He's just ripping at this football. It's slick, it's wet, it's coming down now a lot. Just got to control the football if you're Wayne Goldman in that situation. Another takeaway, though, for this Rams defense.
So The Ogletree stripped it. It was recovered by Aaron Donald, who forced the earlier fumble with a sack of Eli Manning. So two takeaways for this Rams defense. Now 14 on the season. From midfield, Goff handing it off to Gurley. And Gurley gains two to the Giants' 48-yard line. That was only the 12th play run by the Rams. The Giants have run 23 plays, but the Rams have the lead.
Turnovers make the difference, obviously. And they had the two big runs early in the game by Todd Gurley. This is interesting. If you've watched any Rams games this year, the way that they tempo at the line of scrimmage, never do they huddle.
Off the fake to Gurley. Goff throws wide open. It's Kupp. First down to the Giants, 29. Cooper Kupp, the rookie out of Eastern Washington, gains 19.
Well, you turn around, you hand the ball off. Turn around and hand the ball off. Play action draws up Munson to underneath the fence of the Giants. This is what Jared Goff has done so well this year. He was somewhat inaccurate last year. He's not overly accurate this year. He's around 60% completion. You got those easy deliveries. Receiver wide open through the middle. Makes a nice throw in Cooper Kupp. Big catch for a first down.
Cooper Kupp's father, Craig, was a quarterback drafted by the Giants in 1990. But they already had Phil Simms and Jeff Hostetler. And they won the Super Bowl that year. Here's Gurley. Inside the 20, a flag. Gurley forced out of bounds at the 15-yard line.
I had not heard that about Cooper Kupp. Kidding. Great info there.
He's a third-generation NFL player. His grandfather spent over a decade in the league. His grandfather's in the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame.
Educate me.
His dad played one game.
Offense, number 18. Blocking downfield. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. First down.
So it's on Kupp. He heard us talking about it.
Of course it's on him. We're just talking so much about him. It's got to be on him. You know, and this play is such a long developing play here. You know, you got the fake, you got the reverse, and you'll see upper left, right? The ball hasn't left Jared Goff's hand yet, and he's already blocking the defender. Clear penalty. Good call. Here's Sean McVay. Wonder what he's thinking now with this rain, if it's going to affect the way that they call this play and throw the football around the park like they like to do. Maybe more Todd Gurley in the game plan going forward.
First down and 20 following the penalty. It's Gurley. Not much. This is an exciting Rams offense to watch. Average over 30 points a game, but that time it was Jason Pierre-Paul who made the tackle.
Yeah, great play by JPP here. Throwing Andrew Whitworth off his block, coming back, making the tackle. He's still getting it done. Great player. They need him to step up his game without available rushers on the other side of the football.
Olivier Vernon missing his fourth straight game. Second down and 20 for Goff and the Rams. We'll set up the screen to Gurley. And Gurley's tied on the 31. A couple of flags. Jay Bromley brought him down. Two penalty markers. Gurley gains 8. We'll check with Ed Hockley.
Pretty sure this might be a block in the back on Roger Saffold. This Rams team's a really good screen football team. Todd Gurley leads the team in receptions coming into this football game, largely because of that.
Personal foul, chop block by the offense. Number 76, number 65, 15-yard penalty from the dead ball spot. 15 second down.
Here's 58 coming in to make this play. And one guy goes low, another guy goes high. It does not have to be in the quote-unquote tackle box for to have a chop block in the NFL, and that's where that penalty is. Good job by Ed Hockley and his crew seeing that, getting that play. And that's just a player safety thing. It's a rule that's been in place for a number of years now, and they got caught.
Keep in mind, Rondé, this Giants defense still without Keenan Robinson, who was injured on the last play of the first quarter. He's usually their communicator. Robinson on the sideline, down to Christina.
Hey, Kenny, yes, Robinson is in the locker room. He's dealing with a quad injury, questionable to return. And actually, Calvin Munson now wearing the green dot, communicating for the Giants, a very thin defense.
Thanks, Christina. So Munson replaces Robinson as the defensive communicator for the Giants. Second down at 34. This is Gurley. Curtis Grant brings him down at the 48. What will the Rams draw up, Rondé, on third and 33?
They're going to turn around and give the ball. Oh, who's in at running back right now? They're going to turn around and hand this football off. There's no play for third and 30.
Giants have seven defensive backs on the field. Short pass to Woods, and Robert Woods takes it inside the 30, the 20, on third down at 33. The Rams capitalize a 52-yard catch and run. Woods with the Los Angeles touchdown.
Well, you're a New York Giant. This is absolutely unacceptable. This is impossible to convert a third and 37. And this is indicative of what this football team is. There's Robert Woods in the slot. You just said they have seven DBs on the grass. Well, some of these athletes got to come make a tackle. Landon Collins, you're coming out of the hole. You only have one shot to make the right angle to get there. He overruns it, and Robert Woods goes 33 yards for past the first down and a touchdown. Just crazy.
Rondé, I think you were the only DB in the building not on the field for the Giants.
Oh, my goodness. Big play by the Rams offense, though.
On third and 33.
Oh, my God. You know what, Kenny? You know why I know I could never be an offensive coordinator? Because I wouldn't have called that a play. But, God, you get guys blocking down the field for Robert Woods. He gets a 52-yard touchdown on third and 33. This team's amazing. Sean McVay's got his guys humming.
Just as they drew it up, Woods' first touchdown as a Ram. They now lead by 10. Check out the quarterback, Jared Goff, here.
Keep your guy healthy. Sorry, Jared. We had to show that. At least he's good-natured about it. Oh.
Second touchdown pass of the day for Goff.
Just mentioned it to me off air. 16 plays, 17 points for the Rams.
Right. And they've scored after both Giants turnovers. Throw those takeaways into 14 points as Manning goes deep for Shepard. Too far.
Well, that would have been a nice way to answer that big touchdown given up if you're the Giants. Just playing quarters coverage, nobody's going to be in the middle to help because underneath coverage drew out that safety, and that's a touch too much.
Now second and 10. On the delay, it's Darqua. Darqua out to the 28, gain of 3. Matt Longacre, the tackle.
Just noticed Eli Manning took his offhand glove off. You know, we had a game here last week. The Jets, Falcons, just miserable downpour. 4 fumbles by the quarterback. And Matt Ryan ditched his. It's just sometimes tough to handle a football. That tackified glove gets soaked and makes it even more difficult to hold on to the football.
Christina's a trooper. 2 straight weeks here in the rain. Down on the field. As we keep trying the broadcast booth, 3rd down and 7 on the screen. It is for Reed, but he will be stopped 5 yards shy of the marker, so the Giants will send out the punting unit.
You kind of see what they were trying to do there. Knew that they were in some sort of man, because you see the See Shepard come into the backfield. Mykel Roby Coleman comes over with them. Thinks he has the matchup that he wants, but they're actually playing zone and come right in and make a tackle on that screen.
First part of the game on either side. This is Sparrow Cooper. There is a flag. Cooper down the sideline. And he's wrapped up, forced out of bounds by the punter, Brad Wing. But we'll check out the penalty marker.
See all the Rams coming back. They know that it's Troy Hill maybe holding here.
During the return, holding by the receiving team number 32. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Rams keep the ball, first down.
So that will negate a 57-yard return by Cooper. Rams in the rain, leading by 10.
Look at Andrew Whitworth here. I have never seen this. An offensive line, they're in the huddle, getting a call from Jared Goff. He's studying the Giants' defense, looking at substitutions. It's unique. Bring in veterans, they offer stuff like that.
His 12th year in the league, he's been to 3 Pro Bowls. And that pass was caught by Woods, forced out by Ross Cockrell. And Whitworth has brought so much, not only to this Rams offensive line, but the entire team.
Well, him and John Sullivan, both guys you bring in to not only mentor a young football team, but just give you consistent play. Great talking to him yesterday and his motivations for coming here. And part of that is because the guy who's calling plays and leading this team, and Sean McVay, really convinced him this was the place for him.
Off the play fake to Gurley on 2nd and 6. Goff fires downfield. It's Sammy Watkins. Touchdown, Rams. 67 yards.
Just complete disarray in the secondary for the New York Giants. Again, just, I know this is a big play offense. You're going to see Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie here and Landon Collins. Two guys, veteran guys, really talented guys, get completely turned around. DRC's looking at the routes coming from the other side. Landon Collins is late to cover up through the middle of the field. They were in thirds defense, Kenny. He should have been in the middle of the field. And Sammy Watson gets a huge play for a touchdown for the Rams.
John McVay likes it. Third touchdown of the season for Watkins. Zerline the extra point. Goff with 3 touchdown passes in the first half as the Rams extend their lead.
Here's Landon Collins, guys. He's the middle hole defender. And one of the tenets of good DBs is don't let your disguise get in the way of you doing your job. And because he's so late to the middle of the field, not able to get to proper technique, whatever you want to call it, fastest guy on the Rams team screaming by you, touchdown Rams. And that's already the 3rd or 4th huge play, 20-plus yard play that we've seen from this Rams offense. And you know, they got to get up off the mat, Kenny. You know, not only in this game, but literally and figuratively their entire season. They just cannot get right, and they're being exposed today.
A team that many thought would be a playoff team prior to the start of the regular season.
And that's the irony of this game. If you circled it on your calendar at the beginning of the year, you're thinking Giants 11-5, Rams disarray, new head coach. Be completely opposite situations than we got now.
Mannix pass caught out of the 39-yard line by Tavares King, who has the Giants touchdown. Bobby Hart comes up hobbling, the Giants' right tackle.
They've already got too many injuries on the offensive line. He started to go sideline, worked it off, and back in the huddle.
Without Justin Pugh, placed center Preston Richburg on IR earlier this week. Giants, an 11-win team under first-year head coach Ben McAdoo last year. They lost to the Packers in the wild card game. Check out the 2016 playoff teams. Teams in the middle currently out. Rams would be in.
they deserve to be in at this point. They're playing well. Winning in a division. Haven't played many division games, but winning in a division, scoring a lot of points, second most points scored on average in the league.
Right, only the Texans have scored more. This is Darquan. He's tackled by Barron. We mentioned it in the open. This matchup today, one of the surprise teams in the NFL against one of the most disappointing first-year head coach Sean McVay, looking to get to 6-2, coming off a huge win in London, 33-0 over the Cardinals. And on the other side, the Giants at 1-6 under second-year head coach Ben McAdoo. We're down at 2. Catch is made by Evan Engram. He picks up a first down and more. Finally wrestled out of bounds by Johnson at the Rams 32.
Well, see why they like Evan Engram. He's a matchup problem. This dude's a big receiver. You can call him a tight end all you want. He runs routes like a receiver. He snaps out of his breaks like a receiver. He does have that physical nature of a tight end, breaking tackle of Tremaine Johnson, throwing John Johnson out of the way. And he's got to get going. I mean, I know they're going to be in 12 personnel, two tight ends, one running back all day long. When he goes out in receiver, he's got to win. He won there, picked up a big first down for the Giants.
Second catch today. From the 32, it's Darquan. And most of the Giants, we spoke to players and coaches, they said, look, we didn't play as well as we could have and should have in our first two games against Dallas and Detroit. Then a couple of heartbreakers. Last second losses to the Eagles and the Buccaneers. That put the Giants at 0-4. Lost to the Chargers here at home, 0-5. Their only win in Denver. Lost to Seattle prior to the bye, 1-6.
You know, that some of that's misfortune, bad luck, you know, but you can't let your expectation levels change because you lose football games early in the season. You just saw the Saints. They were out of the playoffs after 2 weeks, and now they've won 5 in a row and are beating up on Tampa today. There's no reason to give up on a season just because of some early miscues.
Shepherd unable to make the catch, and then it was nearly picked off.
This is lucky. Tips and overthrows. Talk about all the time. Hits him in the shoulder pad. And rookie linebacker Samson. Say his last name, Kenny.
Ibukam.
Almost was gifted one there.
Rookie out of Houston, Washington. Third down at 9. Giants must get to the 22 for a first down. Manning gets rid of it. Again, Shepherd, the center receiver, unable to make the catch. There is a flag. Looks like a hold on Aaron Flowers.
There was no foul for holding in the play. The runner went, the defender went down. He was pushed down. No foul.
All right, so the flag is picked up.
You know what? I like not litigating football as much as we've seen some points this year. Could have been a hold, but I think clearly Robert Quinn goes down on his own accord here. Really good job by Eric Flowers. Haven't mentioned him, which is good. If you're an offensive lineman, you're not getting mentioned, especially the way he was getting mentioned early in the year with some of the struggles containing the edge. It's a good thing. He's actually played pretty well the past couple of weeks.
But here's Rosas. This will be a 50-yard attempt. His season long is 51 from the right hash. The kick is good. So the Giants put 3 points on the board with just over 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter. It's now 24-10. We'll return in 30 seconds after this message from Geico.
It takes hard work, grit, and determination to become a professional football player like Luke Kuechly. But it only takes 15 minutes to see how much you could save on car insurance with Geico.
Three touchdown passes for Jared Goff of the Rams. They lead the Giants 24-10. Rams have run 19 plays, Rondé. They've scored 24 points. A couple of big touchdowns. 52 yards, 67 yards. Rams will start from their 25. Fox Sports Support is proud to team up with Snowball Express in their commitment to providing hope and new happy memories to the children of our fallen heroes while on active duty since 9/11. By bringing children together from all over the world, Snowball Express provides an annual life-changing event to make each child feel special as we remember the lives of their parents. We remember. Visit foxsportssupports.com to learn how. Giants defense back out on the field. First and 10, 25-yard line. It's Gurley trying to turn the corner. He was brought down by Landon Collins as we check in on the Eagles and the Broncos. Carissa.
Thanks, Kenny. Jared Goff having a day. So is Carson Wentz. With Deckers out, Trey Burton hauls his 27-yard touchdown in. Wentz is third today. There's 9 minutes left in the first half. It's 24-6. Kenny.
Well, those two quarterbacks will always be tied together.
Yeah, and the different Broncos, much like the New York Giants. Giving it up today, the 2 second-year quarterbacks.
Wentz and Goff, first two picks last year. That pass was deflected. Intended for Gurley. Tomlinson got a piece of it.
Tough to see him miss. He hasn't missed all day. Play action pass, and Jared Goff has gotten so good at this season, Kenny. You know, last year he comes out of college, an offense that never used to check the ball down to the running back. He always pushed it down the field. I thought it was interesting how Sean McVay gave it to us and said, shot called is not shot taken. Get the ball to your running back and try to do it there, but miss.
Right, it was Avery Boss who got a hand on the pass from Goff. Now Goff fires, and there is a flag. That was intended for Woods. Ross Cockrell defending, and two penalty markers were thrown.
Well, no question this is pass interference. Ross Cockrell, Robert Woods. Deep developing route. The ball's on town. He's definitely
pass
there early.
Defense number 37. The ball is placed at the spot of the foul. First down.
That's on Cockrell. ...22-yard penalty. Cockrell spent the last two seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Started every game a season ago.
He's had to come in and play nickel. Dominique Rodgers-Camardi had his suspension. He moved in. He's done everything they've asked him to do. It's an unfamiliar position for him, really, playing inside. But he has done pretty well in there.
Play action, and that pass sails away from the intended receiver, the rookie out of Texas A&M, Josh Reynolds.
Great push here by Jason Pierre-Paul, working on Andrew Whitworth. Or actually, it's the tight end coming over on a cross block. It's the defensive end's dream. Line slides away from their best rusher. Tight end's got to come take him. Gets pressure on Jared Goff.
Now second and 10. Goff on second down, under pressure, he escapes, and now he throws. He was looking for Kupp.
Damon Harrison, right in the middle, 98. Good pressure, working on John Selvin, almost gets there, but Jared Goff really poised and calm in the pocket, Kenny. It's, you know, you see some young guys get happy feet. The guy is really cognizant of what's going on around him. They're able to step up and try to get that playoff.
Goff 0 for 3 on this drive. Third down and 10. And he's now 0 for 4 on the drive as that glances off the hands of the tight end, Gerald Everett. So the Rams will send out the punting unit for the first time.
24 plays, 24 plays. It's even now. I love how we keep stats on everything.
By the way, Giants, 33 plays, 10 points.
Yes.
Two turnovers. Good job by Johnny Hecker off that errant snap. Fair catch is called for by Ed Egan. at the 14-yard line.
Second-year quarterbacks, Kenny, this is when you make your biggest strides. Our colleague Troy Aikman, obviously we know what happened with that Dallas team when they got going. Peyton Manning was awful his first year, and he turned into a Hall of Famer. And Eli, his first couple years with the Giants were a little rough. His first games when he took over for Kurt Warner were not good at all. You know what he did in 2005, and Jared Goff's doing the same thing here in Los Angeles, taking huge strides. Some of that has been with the play caller, but his maturity as a football player has been off the charts, and they could not be more pleased with his progression.
Eli would win a Super Bowl in his fourth season. Manning over the middle. Kel Roby Coleman defending. No flags.
They want some meritocracy in this stadium right now. They said he was here early. I think they're right. I think he got on his back before the ball got there.
Pass intended for Shepard. This is a big series for the Giants. A touchdown would pull the Giants to within 7. Rams will get the ball first in the second half.
You're absolutely right. It's good observation, Kenny. If they don't score here, I feel like they're so far behind the 8-ball with the Rams getting the ball at the half.
They trailed by 17 earlier as Engram could not catch up to it. Giants with a field goal in their last possession, and they forced a Rams punt for the first time. Giants now facing a third down and 10.
Well, Tremaine Johnson continues to follow around Evan Engram. This ball again, Eli, is just a touch long on this. He had time. Pressure was coming. He gets that ball completed. He's still running. There's nobody else down there in that secondary to make that tackle with Tremaine Johnson so far behind him. Big third down there. Third down though here, Kenny. Got three wide receivers on the grass. Evan Engram. See if Eli Manning can keep this drive going.
Giants must get to the 24 for a first down. And it is picked off by Tremaine Johnson. That is the third Giants turnover of this first half. Pass was intended for Roger Lewis Jr.
This is a great play by Tremaine Johnson. Eli Manning throws this thing on time, but just watch his technique. Watch Tremaine Johnson's technique here. Is he playing two? Is he playing two-man? I'm not even sure what that defense is, but he had two high safeties. He knew he didn't have to get down the field in coverage. Eli forced it in there, and Tremaine Johnson makes a pay.
His 18th career interception. Second this season. So that drive took all of 18 seconds, and the Giants commit their third turnover. So now the Rams with an opportunity to blow this game open. And as we mentioned, they get the ball first in the second half. This is Tavon Austin. Spins away from Landon Collins. But then gets tackled back at the 28-yard line as Avery Moss lost his helmet as he made the tackle. Rams plus 3 in the turnover department today. When they win the turnover battle or when it's been even, they are 5-0.
And other than points, is there a bigger determining factor than turnover? I don't think there is. You win and lose games in this league. My field position, of course, the turnovers always tell the story.
When the Rams lose the turnover battle, they are 0-2. 2-minute warning. Rams lead by 14. Derek Goff, 3 touchdown passes in the first half. Both of these quarterbacks drafted first overall. Goff last year, Eli Manning back in 2004. Rams with a 14-point lead. They have all 3 of their timeouts. Second down and 8 from the Giants' 28-yard line as Jason Pierre-Paul brings down Todd Gurley.
Well, somebody on this defense came to play today. It's a great reaction. Watch him move here. 2-step that he give Andrew Whitworth there to get into the backfield. What a great play by JPP. Again, tempo at the line of scrimmage, or the impression of tempo. Keep the Giants honest here on defense. They can't get in the look that they want to get into.
Rams must get to the 20 for a first down. on third and eight. Goff throws, and it's off the hands of the tight end, Tyler Higbee.
Well, after being on point to start the game, he's missed his last five throws here, and plenty of time in the pocket. Hits him in the hands. Probably should have been a catch, but give credit where it's due. Giants get off the field again. I'm with you, Kenny. If they score a touchdown there, you're just talking about it. Now, who knows what this game feels like, but I feel like there's some hope on this team yet still.
46-yard attempt. Sherline hit from 27 earlier from the right hash. Sherline's kick is good. So the Rams now lead 27-10 over the Giants. To Kurt Menefee in Los Angeles.
Coming up on the Visa Halftime, the Broncos travel across time zones to take on the Eagles. The Colts try not to fall back against the Texans, and the Ravens hope time is on their side as they take on the Titans. Don't lose sleep. The Visa Halftime is next.
You gained an hour this morning, Rondé.
I did.
In fact, Sean McVay told us, even though we're coming to the East Coast, it's really only a two-hour time difference today because of the time change.
I like that logic. It doesn't work. It's still a three-hour difference. Are you kidding me? Time changes in L.A. too, doesn't it?
But they did leave on Friday.
Good point. It's a math problem I don't understand. Trains leave the station at the same time.
By the way, Sean McVay enjoyed his visit to our Fox studio last week. Yeah, and the Rams had the bye. Spent some time with Kurt and the gang.
He's a very energetic guy. Having spent time with him over the years, you know, the things that people talk about him, and to a man on the organization, players, great communicator. You know, the energy is what it is, but the ability to deliver a message. You talk to his coaches, I've spent some time with over the years. Say this guy is unique in the way he's been able to come into the room, 31 years old, having never done it before, other than being a coordinator and talking to that group, to deliver a message to a whole team, that's pretty impressive.
Number 25, this is Marine. Marine out of bounds at the 30 as we head back to Los Angeles. Carissa.
Thanks, Kenny. We're going to Jacksonville. So Jacksonville was up 13-7 when Jalen Ramsey shoves A.J. Green, and safe to say A.J.'s not too happy with that. Both players are ejected. Kenny?
Rightfully so. Thanks, Carissa.
Wow, how about that?
Second down at 6. Off the hand of Evan Engram. Jaguars without the outstanding rookie Leonard Fournette today due to disciplinary reasons.
This is something. Team photo, I think I read earlier. Yeah, I mean, it's a good football team, the Jaguars. They played well this year. Those instances there, that's crazy.
Giants suspending a player earlier this week, Kenoris Jenkins, on the defensive side, third down at 6. Giants must get to the 35, and they do. It's Engram into Rams territory for Giants first down.
How about this throw? No, he's covered. Really decent coverage by Mark Barron through the slot, but Eli Manning's a vet. He trusts his young receiver. Throws it at the back of the helmet. Big play.
Engram gained 26. Manning dumps it off to Vereen. And Shane Vereen is down at the 37-yard line. And now the Giants will use their second timeout. With 39 seconds remaining in the half. Saturday, it's a college football doubleheader on Fox as Michigan State looks to take down number 6, Ohio State. And the Big 12 game of the year, number 8, TCU, takes on Baker Mayfield and number 5, Oklahoma. It's all this Saturday on Fox and streaming live on Fox Sports Go. Every game is everything.
That's how we spend our Saturdays, and Ohio State will not be number 6 next week.
No.
You're kidding. Eviscerated yesterday. Holy cow. College football is much like the NFL right now. You never know what you're getting.
Heading down to the wire on 2nd and 2. Shepherd picks up the first down. Speaking of Oklahoma, Sterling Shepherd, former Sooner.
They had a shootout yesterday, too. Okay, you saw that score.
Down to 20 seconds remaining. Engram unable to hang on to that one. see the rain continuing to fall here in East Rutherford. Giants committing three turnovers in the first half.
And really, I mean, if they score here, say they get down and score a touchdown, they'll go into the locker room feeling good about it. Three turnovers, you should be down by more points. They've actually held them to two field goal opportunities on some of these drives. It's the only reason this is still a football game right now.
18 seconds on the clock. Second down and 10. Manning in trouble, hit by Aaron Donald. Manning recovers. Donald with the sack, forced fumble earlier. And now there's a late flag.
Aaron Donald is so difficult to deal with. John Jerry has no chance one-on-one versus Aaron Donald. He's so quick. He's in and out of
holding. Defense number 26. A 5-yard penalty was enforced in the previous spot with an automatic first down.
Mark Barron.
Injured penalty. Mark Barron trying to deal with Evan Engram. Definite hold.
Thank you.
They've added 3 seconds onto the clock. So 12 seconds remaining. First and 10 for the Giants. They have one timeout. Ball will be spotted at the Rams 27. And now Sean McVay wants a timeout. He was hustling down the sideline. Rams use their first.
That's their first. It's also a 30-second timeout.
It is Sunday. Taking a, they got their own code language. I'm not sure what that one was, but
have you ever seen that one before on the football field?
I've seen that one. Maybe Hail Mary. I don't think he was praying for a good play call. Goes over to Mike Sullivan to get it straightened out.
On the game clock.
And now we'll add some more time. There's Joe Barry, assistant head coach,
linebackers coach. Yep. Maybe he's praying for two more seconds, and he
got
an answer.
So now 14 seconds remaining. Giants with one timeout left from the Rams 27. Three receiver set as Manning fires to the end zone, too far for Tavares King, who scored a touchdown earlier.
He had him too. You know, they're playing three deep here. The corner Webster just—he comes off. Watch—he just stops. This ball's a little flatter, less air. Touchdown for King, and it's indicative, right? You just cannot miss that wide open of an opportunity, and Eli knows it.
Now 9 seconds on the clock. Second and 10. Eli takes another shot for King. So now the Giants will send out the field goal unit with 4 seconds remaining.
Just a post corner. Again, inaccurate on the delivery. That's a touchdown. He got cover two on the back end for the Rams. Got to be able to beat the safety over top of the corner. He had it. King ran a good route. Pass wasn't right.
Here's Rosas, 45-yard attempt from the left hash. Placed down by Brad Wing. And the kick is wide to the right. No good. And now players come together. Some pushing and shoving as the half comes to an end. Officials will separate the Rams and the Giants. Rams lead by 17 at the half, and they will get the ball first in the third quarter. Let's take a look at some fun from Week 8 with Sounds from the Field, brought to you by Walmart.com.
Fight for the man next to you today. That's all that needs to be said.
Got the win. Whatever you need, I got you.
This first half for the Los Angeles Rams. Time now for the Visa Halftime Report. Kurt, take it away.
This broadcast is copyrighted by NFL Productions for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the consent of NFL Productions is prohibited.
Big first half for the Rams. First half celebrations brought to you by Pepsi. To the end zone for a Rams touchdown. Robert Woods takes it inside the 30, the 20, a third down and 33. The Rams capitalized by his downfield. It's Sammy Watkins, touchdown Rams.
Team's amazing. Sean McVay's got his guys humming.
Yes, they are. Averaging over 30 points per game this season. Rams scored 27 in the first half. Three touchdown passes for Jared Goff. Rams will get the ball first. And they will start from their 25-yard line. Well, Rondé, you really have to be impressed with what we've seen from these Los Angeles Rams, not only today, but all season long.
Absolutely. Just the confidence, the swag, really, of the quarterback, the running back, the team in general. It's exuding out of them, and it's fun to watch this team. You know, I've watched them in the past, done the games in the past, and just the expectations are so much higher now, and they're meeting them. Now, you get a challenge on the road, and they come in here and put that first half performance together, very impressive.
Here's Gurley on first down for a game of four to the field. Christina.
Hey, Kenny. Well, big play after big play for this Rams offense. When I talked to Giants head coach Ben McAdoo, he said everything they've gotten, we've given them. When I asked him about those explosive plays, he said we just have to stop giving it to them. And also, he was upset about the missed opportunity for the field goal at the end of the half, guys.
All right, thanks, Christina. Ben McAdoo referring to the 17 points the Rams have scored following Giants turnovers. On second down, Gurley.
You know, Kenny, in more instances than not, you win football games, but you lose them as well. And the Giants are finding ways to do that today. You look at these stats. I'm sitting here looking at them at the halftime, and 44 plays to 28 in favor of the Giants. And the only stat that matters on this board is right there. Three turnovers, two fumbles, an interception, and they've capitalized on all of them.
Leading to 17 of the Rams, 27 points. Third down and two. Opening possession of the second half for Los Angeles. Goff with time. Catch is made for a first down by Robert Woods, who scored one of the first half touchdowns. Gain of 10. Back down to Christina.
Hey, Kenny, now talking to Sean McVay, 27 points in that first half, but he was actually upset that they had some miscues on third down, the 3 of 6 on third down efficiency in that first half. He loved the takeaways, but said they have to show up in the second half.
And here's Goff moving to his right. Goff throws wide open as Cooper Kupp. He's tackled inside the 25-yard line of the Giants.
You just got to give the credit to the quarterback here, buying time and playing zone defense. You see the three linebackers underneath. Nobody plasters the defender. When a quarterback gets out of the pocket, defenders have to turn, find a man. They don't do it. Cooper Kupp picks up a big first down for the Rams and got an injury. Snacks Harrison's back at the 50-yard line, Kenny. Did not see what happened to him after this play, but again, they have been decimated by injuries on the defensive side of the football and cannot afford to lose him.
First team All-Pro last season. So Harrison heads to the sideline. 35-yard reception by Kupp. That's the fifth play of at least 30 yards for this Rams offense today.
They make it look so easy, Kenny. It's you know, whether it's quarterback buying time in that instance or whether it's hitting his back foot and throwing a 70-yard touchdown to Sammy Watkins, or whether it's Todd Gurley bursting through the hole. I mean, it's just found ways to expose this Giants defense all day long.
Empty backfield for the Rams. Austin slot to the right. Now motions into the backfield. Takes the toss from Goff. Austin inside the 15, the 10. And finally brought down. Just shy of the goal line. 21 yards for Tavon Austin.
just a great movable piece to have in your offense. This is Tavon right here. He lined up in the slot, came in motion. We see the ghost motions a lot, and it's really a distraction. But this year, they're turning around and giving him the football, treating him like a runner. We'll see him line up in the eye, takes the pitch there, does the rest of it on his own, gets down inside the one.
Gurley is stopped short by Avery Moss. Second and goal, Rams quickly back to the line.
Hey,
on second down, it's Gurley. Fights his way to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Rams.
Initially stopped, right? The line of scrimmage. The second effort. His legs never stopped moving. Great determination. See Munson hit him there. Thompson. He just keeps going, puts his hand down, and uses great lower body strength and determination to get it to the end zone.
Gurley's ninth touchdown of the season. Came into this game tied for the league lead. It's his sixth rushing touchdown. And the score is confirmed. Here's Zuerlein for the extra point. Rams lead 34-10. Todd Gurley into the end zone on the opening possession of the second half. There's Todd Gurley, who scored the last Rams touchdown. They lead the Giants by 24. Early third quarter. Giants in danger of dropping to 1-7 for the first time since 1980. This is Shane Green on the return. But this Rams team, Rondé, has made believers out of a lot of people to win today, and they will go to 6-2.
Now look, I saw a lot of Rams last year, did a bunch of their games when they were bad, and I thought they were a bad team. I wasn't sold on the quarterback. Turn around, get a new head coach. Quarterback is having a resurgent second year, and if you're not buying him, you're crazy. I saw him last 2 weeks ago in London. Scored 33 against Arizona, a game that I thought was going to kind of go the other way. Come on the road across the country, logging all these miles, and are just beating up on the Giants today.
On the toss, it's Darkwood. Rams have already won more games than all of last year. They've already scored more points in eight games than they did during the entire 2016 season. McVay has brought a new attitude of freshness to this Rams organization.
Could you say an L.A. state of mind type of freshness? No, it's just is what it is. You know, Sean McVay has done a great job being who he is. And I love how he owns up to his mistakes, the team's mistakes, and makes it feel like they're in it together. Accountability across the board. That's what it is with this football team.
Manning on second and nine. Deflected. And then it drops. Third and nine coming up. Well, Rondé, you mentioned L.A. state of mind, and these are some of the words that we heard from Rams players and coaches when we met with them yesterday.
Yeah, show up, be on time, respect the process, trust it. You know, the standard's a standard. You hear people use that as a cliche all the time, but are you really living it? This team is living it. And then the last one, the rhythm. When they get in a rhythm on offense, get in a rhythm on defense, it makes it tough for anybody to hang with them. And they've shown this year that when they're on rhythm, they're not only going to win, they're going to win big.
They've already won two games by at least 33 points this season as Shepard picks up a first down. You remember Super Bowl 20, Super Bowl Shuffle, Bears, Patriots, January 1986. You were watching, right?
I was watching.
Sean McVay was 2 days old.
I think my mom was in the Philippines. We were at home by ourselves watching that football game. crazy long ago that is. Sean McVay is an interesting guy. I'll give it that. All that energy is, it's infectious is what it is, Kenny.
His defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips, was already an NFL coach for 10 years when McVay was born. Now some confusion on the Giants side, and they use a timeout.
The 30-second timeout.
It's also been a long time since the Rams beat the Giants. Giants have won 7 straight. You have to go back to 2001, October 14th. Rams over the Giants 15-14. Diamondbacks won the World Series. Only 6 active players were in the NFL the last time the Rams beat the Giants. Of course, Brees and Brady. Who's that guy on the right in his first Pro Bowl? Bottom right.
Oh, I was young then.
Where was Eli Manning? He was a sophomore. The day before, Ole Miss beat Alabama. Evan Engram forced out of bounds. There's a penalty marker.
Pass interference, offense number 87. It was a pick. 10-yard penalty for the previous spot. Repeat first down.
That's on Sterling Shepard. Also, October 14th, 2001, in that last Rams win over the Giants, Trunk candidate, remember him, scored the game-winning touchdown. Sean McVay was a sophomore in high school, and that game fell on Jared Goff's 7th birthday. 7th.
Unreal.
Long time, man. Giants beat the Rams in London last year, 17-10. In their most recent matchup, first down and 20. This is Red Ellison, who became a father this week for the first time. Giants tight end, former Viking.
Now, can he get back to this football game for a second here? The Giants came into this game wanting to slow it down. Now, out the window. You're going to have to put 3 wide receivers out. You're going to have to chase them a little bit. You don't want to, I mean, I guess you could, if you want, give them the win already, down 24 points here, not having shown anything. They got to open it up a little bit if they're going to get back into this football game. Show some people in the stadium the Giants could be.
Batting down back at the 18-yard line off the pressure from Connor Barwin.
And this is part of the reason why you don't want to do it. Connor Barwin's at the top of your screen. Working on right tackle Bobby Hart. There's just no chance.
Connor Barwin, one of 4 players to sack Eli Manning 3 times in 1 game. He did it with the Eagles 3 years ago. His 4th sack this season.
He told us a couple weeks ago we had him. He's happy to be back in his 3-4 Wade Phillips defense because he can chase the quarterback.
3rd down and 22. That pass could not be handled by Ed Egan as the booze rained down. There's Wade Phillips in his 40th NFL season.
He's working with a lot of talented guys on this defense. You give him credit. This has been a 4-3 defense forever. Come in, make it a 3-4. You move Robert Quinn out to outside linebacker, so he's having to stand up and drop. Aaron Donald, who's one of the best 3 techniques in the football, has to play DN. They still kind of use him like a 3 technique. He's made it adaptive and made it easy for these guys to adjust, and they're playing well this season.
There's Farrell Cooper, does a 360. Stays in bounds across midfield and is finally tackled in Giants territory by Andrew Adams. All Rams. 30-yard return by Cooper. Rams lead the Giants by 24. Rams offense back out onto the field. You talk about efficient. They've had the ball for just over 15 minutes, 34 plays, and they've scored 34 points. Goff's pass nearly picked off. Darian Thompson in the vicinity.
He's lucky here. This ball should have never came out of his hands. There's 2 Giant defenders sitting here waiting for it. They kind of run into each other. Robert Woods doesn't see the ball thrown. If he's not running interference there, that's an interception for the Giants. You know, this team plays so fast at the line of scrimmage, you might think that start putting the brakes on a little bit if you're Sean McVay calling plays here.
On second down, off the play fake to Gurley. Goff connects with Gurley, and he has a Rams first down and more. Inside the 15, the 10, still going, reaches across. And he was ruled down inside the 1.
And they are just unrelenting. They're going to get to the line of scrimmage and run this quick. This is just a screen. Todd Gurley's been doing this all season long. You get him in space, fast, breaks tackles.
And now Gurley is stopped after he went for 44 yards. This time he loses a couple.
Todd Gurley's got 5 fumbles on the year. If there's a blemish on his season thus far, it's that. The knee is down. You know, sometimes when you're reaching for the goal line, you remember the one he hit the pylon, Kenny, it fumbled, it was out of bounds. One of their losses earlier in the year. He's an effort guy, though. He's always going to try to score. He's a thoroughbred of a runner. They're riding him this year.
Had a tremendous rookie season, took a step back last year. This season, NFC Offensive Player of the Month in September. Has a touchdown today. Goff gets rid of it, and so touchdown. Second of the game for Robert Woods. Goff just able to get rid of it with Avery Moss about to take him down. The Rams have hit the 40-point mark.
Kenny, you tell me who's supposed to be covering Robert Woods here. Yes, there's play action. There's no way you could be that wide open in the NFL. He comes open. Wide open in front of Jared Goff, has to let it go. Easy throw, easy catch, touchdown Rams.
Rams have scored 40 for the third time this season in 8 games. 46 against the Colts, 41 in San Francisco, 41 today with 6.5 remaining in the third quarter. Sean McVay likes it. Career high 4 touchdown passes for Jared Goff.
I got to think it's Eli Apple supposed to be on this coverage right here because they run a pressure. You're going to see him take his eyes off Robert Woods. He's looking at Cooper Kupp coming across. And I mean, they're not getting beat today, Kenny. They're getting embarrassed. There's so many miscommunications on the back end of the defense. Guys running wide open, missing tackles. And I know this is not the type of defense that Spag runs. Not doing too much. It looks simple. They are in the can't-get-right mode right now, and it's just not a good look.
With the Rams leading by 31. Saturday, it's a college football doubleheader on Fox. Michigan State looks to take down number 6 Ohio State and the Big 12 game of the year, TCU at Oklahoma. It's all this Saturday on Fox, streaming live on Fox Sports Go. Every game is everything. Then McAdoo's Giants, the loss today, will drop to 1-7. The general manager, Jerry Reese, spoke to the media during the bye week. Paraphrase, he said, blame it on me, I put this roster together. Talked about the injuries, some of the disciplinary measures, suspending Dominique Rogers, Cromartie earlier this season, Janoris Jenkins today. Ben McAdoo told us on Friday, I'm not going to let them get away with some of the things that they've tried. Once the suspension ends, I open the back with welcome arms.
Well, the question is, why do they think they can get away with it in the first place?
Right.
And that goes to the culture of the team and what they have going. And I know that's not what Ben McAdoo's expecting out of some of these guys. And it's inexplicable, really, Kenny. You don't want an excuse. You don't want the injuries to be the excuse. They just cannot get right, and it's not the team that anybody expected coming into the season.
Ben McAdoo in his second season as head coach. He was offensive coordinator for 2 seasons under Tom Coughlin. Giants won 11 games last year, made it to the postseason, but this year a much different story. Third down and one. And that pass could not be handled by Shane Vereen. Giants go three and out.
Says it all right there. Easy completion. Got to be an accurate throw. Falls for a first down. Keep drives going. And if you're watching this, you're telling yourself this is, they're just not competitive. They don't look competitive. That's frustrating.
Brad Wink waiting back at his 20-yard line. And the punt is blocked. Wink's punt was blocked by Corey Littleton. Littleton blocked a punt against Jacksonville, which was returned for a touchdown. So it's his second blocked punt of the season.
Well, John Fossil's probably the best special teams coordinator in football. And this is just an effort play. See, Littleton swims the guard, gets on the punt, blocks it. It's every single game they do something special, whether it's Farrell Cooper as a returner, Littleton with the block punt earlier in the year led to a touchdown, and just piling it on these New York Giants today. All three phases, they are just dominating this football game.
There's John Fossil, the son of the former Giants head coach who took the Giants to Super Bowl 35, the loss to the Ravens. His dad, Jim. And now the Rams,
how about this,
who have already scored on seven of their eight possessions, down to the five-yard line is Gerald Everett.
Well, you know you're in this a game when you can call a tight end sweep. I mean, that play's really designed for a Tavon Austin, but you know, you're so deep into the playbook now, calling whatever he wants and succeeding.
By the way, that block, the first block punt of Brad Wink's NFL career. First to goal from the five, it's Gurley down to the 3-yard line.
You're the Giants, man. All you can do, Kenny, is keep, you have to keep playing, right? And it's not going your way. Season stinks. Your record is not anywhere where you want it to be. You're getting blown out at home in a game that you wanted to be competitive. All you can do as a player, and every player, anybody that's played has been in these type of situations, you just have to keep playing. Find ways to motivate yourself when you have no reason to be motivated.
You know that every play shows up on film.
Exactly.
From an individual
right.
player standpoint, Gurley, touchdown. His second in this third quarter.
He just waltzes in here. And I'd like to say great block by Andrew Whitworth on the edge. That's just easy. This is a stat padding game is what it's turning into. 48 points. And we still have 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Just no fight in this Giants defense right now.
Three possessions for the Rams in the third quarter. Three touchdowns. They've scored on eight of their nine possessions today. Sirleigh, the extra point. It is now 48-10 Rams following the blocked punt by Corey Littleton. Gurley takes it into the end zone easily. One of the lowlights in Giants franchise history. This is back in 1978. 15 years of lousy football. A group of fans hired that plane to fly over Giant Stadium. Who was their head coach? John McVay. Sean McVay's grandfather. John McVay took over midway through the 1976 season. Two full seasons as Giants head coach. Finished with a record of 14-23. Very proud of his grandson, Sean. His Rams lead the Giants 48-10. And Grande
we can just imagine what the back page headlines will say tomorrow here in the New York area.
This is a relentless town when your football team is struggling, and you can imagine Ben McAdoo is going to be on the hot seat, as he has been for the last couple of weeks with this team that's failing under his leadership right now. You change coordinators, you lose players, you can't replace them. You don't have anything really to be hopeful for right now, and it's frustrating. Because I know Giants fans expected more, but the Rams are doing their duty here and really showing what type of football team they are. But like you said, Kenny, a lot of questions to be answered here in New York.
Well, the ownership, the Mara family, the Tisch family, they've always been very patient and very loyal. But this is getting ugly.
It is ugly. It's hard to watch, to be honest with you. Yeah, you could give a lot of platitudes to L.A. and the way that they come on the road, really five straight road games, and continue to show some dominance. But it's a team, the Giants, are just continuing to beat themselves. Turnovers, inexplicable blown coverages, and there's just no way to excuse it. This is a professional football team, and they just didn't show up today.
Three turnovers, a blocked punt, two Rams sacks. 24 points scored off the miscues, 17 following the turnovers, and another 7 following the blocked punt. As Tremaine Johnson heads off the field.
How do you feel for Ben McAdoo right now? And how do you get your guys to go out and give everything they got right now? Sign up for 16 games at the beginning of the season, Kenny. That's all I know.
We're down at 1, and the Rams defense continues to do an outstanding job.
Go for this. Right? At this point, keep your offense on the field. Do something.
They will not. Giants send out the punting unit. And hear the reaction of the fans.
Don't blame them.
Rod Wing had his last punt blocked. First time in his career. Cooper is back deep. Cooper will let it roll into the end zone. Rams will start from their 20. Right back in the second quarter, the Rams were facing a third down and 33 and wind up scoring a touchdown.
This really, if you're looking for a turning point, this was it. Obviously, you had the turnovers earlier, but you're in a helpless situation, Rams offense. You give the ball to Robert Woods, he dices your defense and goes 52 yards for a touchdown. And you don't want to say that early in a game, it breaks the back, or 57-yard touchdown. You don't want to say that breaks the back of a team, but it definitely broke their will.
Now, how about this, Rondé? First time a third and 30 plus has been converted for a touchdown. Last time in the NFL, Phil Simms to Dave Meggett back in 1989 for the Giants against Denver.
Of course, there's a connection.
Great job. All the way back to 1989.
Great job over there figuring that out, Dave.
Dave Corus, Ben Bowler, and our stats crew. 2-yard pickup on first down. There's number 11. He threw the pass on third and 30 plus for the Giants back in 1989. Second down and 8 for the Rams, who lead 48-10. This is Malcolm Brown.
I think that's the only thing you're going to see the rest of this game, Kenny, is see some sub players. Malcolm Brown getting some run. Farrell Cooper is out at wide receiver. Tavon Austin getting some looks. And I mean,
those are guys that you might need down the road. So, yeah, you can get some help. The question will be whether they keep Jared Goff in the rest of the day or give Sean Mannion a chance to get some snaps. You never know when your backup quarterback is going to be needed. And he hasn't taken many snaps at all in his Rams career.
Three quarters in the books here at MetLife Stadium. Todd Gurley, two touchdowns in the third quarter. Rams lead by 38. We begin the fourth quarter with the Rams leading the Giants 48-10. Four touchdown passes for Jared Goff, who's got over 300 yards for the second time in his career. Rams with three third quarter touchdowns. They led 27-10 at halftime. On third down and eight, this is Farrell Cooper. And Cooper is out across the 30, picks up a Rams first down. Back down to the field, Christina Pink.
Hey, Candy, well, we talked about that youthful energy of Sean McVay. You know, Andrew Whitworth kind of called it the grandma approach. As the first-year head coach, he's taken the time to really get to know each player. Everybody feels like they have that unique relationship with her, and you've certainly seen that on the sidelines today, all that energy and obviously the positivity that he's brought to this Rams offense and the team in general.
Certainly has. Thanks, Christina.
Oh, she's right. We talk to these guys on this football team. The energy is what it is, but he just has a way of speaking their language, and it's resonating big time with them. You see it in the results of this football team, and give him credit, because I mentioned it earlier, Kenny, who knew what this team was going to be? You know, talking to the guys when they go out looking for a Sean McVay, you're like, is he a year too young to be a head coach? I don't know. We don't know that. What the Rams did, took the chance to give him that opportunity, and if he's a year too young, at least he's a year too young in our system. He's our head coach instead of going to Arizona or going to San Fran or wherever. And they're paying the dividends, or Sean's paying them dividends for the trust that the Rams have put in him.
On second and 10, this is Brown. And he's out to the 39-yard line. Sean McVay, certainly one of the leading candidates midway through the season for Coach of the Year honors.
Yeah, you know, you get in a game like this, you have time to talk about this, right, Kenny? Midseason coach. To me, it's Doug Peterson. What he's done with his second-year quarterback in Philadelphia has just been amazing. And those two-win team, two-loss teams or whatever, Sean McVay is right there with them. It's a complete turnaround from the football team that a lot of people saw last year in L.A.
Doug Peterson's Eagles leading the Broncos today 44-9 as they will raise their record to 8-1. So, Rondé, take me back to 2008. You're a 33-year-old veteran with the Buccaneers. Sean McVay comes in as a 22-year-old. Now, you referred to him on the broadcast 2 weeks ago as John Gruden's secretary. He told us yesterday, I was really the assistant to the quality control coach.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring that up to him, about him, but you know, he's a gifted guy. You know, he's got a lot of it about him, and being around obviously his grandfather. And I think the most interesting thing that he told us yesterday, and I've heard him say this before, is that he's taken a lot of from the influences in his life. The guy, the play, the coaches that he's been around, you know, having spent time. He mentioned Mike Tomlin. He was, you know, good friends with Raheem in Atlanta. Obviously, he has the connection to the Gruden family. He's down that Gruden tree. And it just, you see those influences in the way he calls plays. But most importantly, you see it in the way that he deals with his football team and his coaches. And there's a reason he's successful. All those guys are successful for a reason. And he's taken the best out of all of them and made it his own and turned this season into a great one for the Los Angeles Rams through eight games.
Now, after his grandfather left the Giants, he went out to the 49ers organization. It's part of the front office. They won five Super Bowls, and his grandfather passed along so much wisdom from Bill Walsh. Sean McVay has read all of Bill Walsh's books. He mentioned his name to us a couple of times yesterday. Also invoked John Wooden's name, so he studied all of the greats.
Oh, you can tell the pedigree is there. He gets it from his dad, I think, because we were laughing at his high school championship team. Our AD, Joe Williams, found it, gave it to us. And the interview after sounds just like the Sean McVay of 2017. This wasn't that long ago. Wasn't that long ago, I know, but it's the same guy. So he's obviously had those influences and is a polished guy.
He was the Georgia Offensive Player of the Year.
Number 36, 5-yard penalty, it's fourth down.
And that was only 13 years ago when Sean visited our Fox studio last week. Michael Vick was actually wearing one of his jerseys from Marist High School.
Option quarterback. He was a stud, though.
He also hired some great assistant coaches. And he told us yesterday, I have some tremendous veteran leaders on my staff. They've been through stuff that I have not been through. And he leans on his assistant coaches throughout the week, throughout the season. All Rams today here in New Jersey. Well, Robbie, you were talking about Sean McVay's days as a high school quarterback in Georgia. Here it is.
Hey, he can beat Jared Goff. He can throw it. He can beat Todd Gurley. He can run it. What's this one? Ah, get vertical. Score, young man. We found out this year he can also coach. State Player of the Year over Calvin Johnson, right?
Right.
Amazing. Sean McVay's about
4?
Yeah, Sean McVay's about 5'8". Hit that.
Right. Here's Gallman. Wayne Gallman gains 2 out to the 30. Early fourth quarter, Rams will go to 6-2 on the season. First time since 2001 when the St. Louis Rams started with 7 wins in their first 8 games. Second down and 8. Ellison shifts. Off the fake to Gallman. Manning's pass is caught by Ellison for a Giants first down. As we head to Los Angeles for an update on the Eagles and the Broncos with Kurt.
It's going a lot like your game is, Kenny. Here's Carson Wentz, his 4th touchdown pass of the day. Alshon Jeffrey with his 2nd touchdown reception. And they're cruising 44-9 as they get ready to start the 4th quarter with Denver. Kenny, Rondé, and Christina.
Wow, how impressive has Carson Wentz been this year?
Right, that's a very good Denver defense. I mean, it, much like the Giants defense, really carried their football team last year, just getting taken to task by a second-year quarterback, much like Jared Goff and this offense has done here in New York.
Fans might be wondering about the Giants rookie quarterback Davis Webb, the 3rd-round pick. He has not yet played this season. He's inactive today, not in uniform. Manning still out on the field. The Giants trailing big. Geno Smith, of course, is his backup. Again, it's Gallman. 3rd down and 2 upcoming.
A lot of this might seem futile at this stage in the game. But, I mean, you can still get things done in games like this on both sides of the football. You still execute. You know, football is not, it's not like a patsy cake game. You know, you can't just turn it off. You still got to go out and block and run and hit. And, you know, even though this game is completely out of control, clearly over, still work on your craft.
Manning on 3rd and 1. Nice catch. Sterling Shepard lays out to make the play.
Good to see this one finally connect. Just in a slot, just a little sail route. By that, I mean he's the inside guy, so he has all that room to run to the sideline. Blake Countess is distanced with speed by Sterling Shepard. It's good to see him back making a big play for this offense.
37 yards from Manning to Shepard. 1st and goal for the Giants. To the end zone. Evan Engram, touchdown. Wow.
Wow. That looked like Randy Moss. Looking one-on-one with Hatfield on the outside here. Matchup you like. Your best athlete. Give him a chance to make a big play. Great catch. Goes over top. Gets the foot inbounds. Touchdown. Don't ask where's that been all day, because we know that they've been struggling holding on to the football, keeping drives alive, but they showed us something on that drive. Big completion to Sterling Shepard, gets it down the field. Give your best playmaker a chance to make a play. Nice job, nice drive.
Engram with a touchdown in three straight games. Rosas, the extra point. On that drive, Eli goes over 50,000 yards in his career. Seventh all time. He finds Evan Engram in the end zone. Well, not a day to remember for the Giants, but a milestone for Eli Manning as he reaches 50,000 career passing yards.
Yeah, a little bit of sunshine on a rainy day for New York. That's an impressive number.
Two Mannings among the seven on that list. Rams will start from there at 25 with a 48-17 lead. Jared Goff's day is done. Career high in passing yards and touchdowns. 14 completions, 4 TDs.
Throws of 52, 67, 2 of 44, or 35, meaning just explosive plays. Yeah, I think they'll go to the top of the league in number of explosive plays after a day like today, but it's what they've been showing. And Sean Mannion gets an opportunity to play. Hasn't done a lot in his career, but very similar skill set to Jared Goff as a thrower.
So Sean Mannion in the game. He hands it off to Malcolm Brown. Mannion in his third season out of Oregon State. Most of Goff's yardage, Rondé, came in those five passes you mentioned.
Well, he had all day to throw the football. The quick ones hit big. The ones down the field hit big. They're going to demonstrate his arm strength. That ball probably carried 60 yards in the air. And just his understanding of the offense. He's been very good, very efficient all season long. Put it on full display for the two biggest markets in the country, New York and L.A. today. That's the new guy. Buy into him. He's going to be a very good player.
Mannion hands it off to Brown once again. And Brown will pick up a first down. Knocked out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Malcolm Brown in his third season out of Texas. Ran for 48 in the Rams' last game against Arizona.
Malcolm Brown, somewhat of a third down back for this team. You love to get guys like this in a football game. Todd Gurley obviously is a workhorse, rushing and as a receiver this year, but he touches from guys. Continue to say this. This team looks like one that might go deep into the playoffs the way they're playing, and you never know when guys like Malcolm Brown are going to be needed.
Here's Brown again across midfield, spins, and picks up another Rams first down. Rams will be home for Houston next week. Of course, the devastating injury suffered by Deshaun Watson, but those are the two highest scoring teams in the NFL, Rams and the Texans.
And the Texans are struggling today, losing in Indianapolis. But, yeah, this is a team going forward. You look at their schedule, and, of course, they got to play their division games. One of their losses is to Seattle, and it was a good football game. But it's interesting going down the road when you look at their schedule. Minnesota, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Seattle. And they got some tough games on their docket. See if they'll be able to play this way going forward.
Brown gains 5. Trade deadline, Rondé, this past week. More action than we're used to seeing in the NFL. Like, that's the deadline.
Right? You get shocked. I was shocked by some of these. Big one in the NFC West, obviously, is Jimmy Garoppolo. And coming from the Patriots to San Francisco, who knows when he'll play. But Benjamin going to the Bills, filling really Sammy Watkins' shoes. And that's a team. The Bills, I know they lost on Thursday, that looks like they might be able to make a run under their first-year head coach, Sean McDermott.
We'll be up in Buffalo next week for the Saints and the Bills. New Orleans will bring a 6-game winning streak into that one. For the Giants, They will travel to San Francisco for a game with the 49ers next week. Niners looking for their first victory, hosting the Arizona Cardinals later today. Second down and five for Sean Mannion and the Rams. Again, it's Malcolm Brown, unable to turn the corner. Knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Christina talked about the Rams travel this season. They played their last game in London, now back east to the New York area. Most miles traveled through week nine.
I think the only person that's traveled more than them is Christina.
Yes. She went to London, and she did not have a bye last week.
Exactly right.
Avery Moss, injured Giant. Most points allowed by the Giants at home, Rondé, since September of 1999, when the Redskins put up 50 at the old Giant Stadium.
Well, it's hard on your defense when you keep getting short fields off turnovers. You know that this Rams offense is going to score some points, and you have to be able to answer. And they just weren't able to answer early in the football game. And then it starts, you know, it rains, it pours. Obviously, the metaphor apt today because it's raining so on right now. But this team just hasn't been able to respond under pressure. And the reason for that, who knows? There's a lot. There's probably a lot. The injuries obviously hurt. You know, Eli and Ben McAdoo having a meeting of the minds, talking about how this team gets better going forward. You just got to wonder, what is it? When do they figure it out, or do they figure it out?
It's also the most points scored by the Rams on the road against the Giants since 1948. That game took place at the Polo Grounds. Rams 52, Giants 37. Tavon Austin. Austin will spin inside the 35. Down to the 32. Picks up another first down for the Rams as we head out to Los Angeles. Carissa.
Thanks, Kenny. We actually head to Houston. Texans down 20-7 in the fourth. Of course, without Deshaun Watson, Tom Savage throws a deep ball to DeAndre Hopkins for the 34-yard touchdown. Colts lead this one still 20-14. Kenny.
All right. Thanks, Carissa. Rams have put up 48 on the Giants. 27-10 at the half. Three Los Angeles touchdowns in the third quarter. Career high four TD passes for the second-year quarterback, Jared Goff. This is Brown up the middle. Inside the 30. Well, injuries a major story for these Giants, losing Odell Beckham Jr. And around the league. And, of course, the Ezekiel Elliott situation in Dallas. Trade deadline deals we just talked about. And a very fresh face in the playoff race in the NFC.
It's been a strange year for me, Kenny. Trying to figure out what teams are what. Week in and week out. I mean, I know it's a week-to-week league nowadays, and parity is what it is, but hard to say who's going to be there at the end.
By the way, we saw Odell Beckham Jr. Happy birthday to Odell, 25 today. Out for the season. Moments ago, chants of "We want Coughlin" from the fans here at East Rutherford.
He's got his own job. He's taking care of things in Jacksonville now. They're whooping up on Cincinnati at home.
Jaguars 2 minutes away from going to 5-3 on the season.
Yeah, there's a perfect example. Another surprise football team. Blake Bortles is what he is, up and down kind of player, but his defense is playing well. Calais Campbell goes from Arizona to Jacksonville. Looks like a defensive player of the year kind of candidate.
Austin wrapped up by Tomlinson. 3.5 remaining. Rams send out the field goal unit. A
never get too many opportunities for Greg Zuerlein. What a month this guy has had. Start of the season, Greg Zuerlein has had. He's got one miss on the entire year, hasn't missed an extra point. Everything he hits looks like a laser through the uprights. Got here on this 42-yard attempt. Drills it. 47, sorry, I can't add.
3 points in any event. 51 for the Rams today. Rams franchise well represented today.
Berlin Olsen, Deacon Jones, Jack Youngblood, they're all coming back. Oh, I love it.
Rams host the Texans next week, travel to Minnesota, host the Saints, visit the Cardinals. And then the final stretch.
And that game right there, I think everybody's got it circled. That Eagles week 14 at home in the Coliseum should be a good one. Two young second-year quarterbacks hitting wits against each other.
If this score holds, it will be the Rams' third win this season by at least 33 points. There have been only three other teams in the entire league to win by at least 33 this year. Well, Tuesday night, National Geographic brings a true story of courage and sacrifice to life in their bold new scripted series, The Long Road Home. Based on the New York Times bestseller, don't miss The Long Road Home, premiering Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on National Geographic. It will be a very quick flight home for the Rams tonight following this victory. As Geno Smith has entered the game for the Giants.
Just impressive, Kenny, being able to do what they did, travel to London, come back, bye week, stay focused. Proved it themselves that they could do this, come on the road and win. You know, you talked about, McVay talked about getting the chance to be consistent. I think they checked every box today.
You know, Smith's first regular season action as a Giant, started 30 games for the Jets over the last four seasons. That pass was deflected and then falls incomplete.
Westbrook on that tip. A lot of good players on this Rams defense. Guys we didn't even talk about. Like Matt Longacre leads his team in sacks. Well, he doesn't anymore after today, but gotcha.
Giants will punt it away as we head back to Los Angeles. And Carissa.
Thanks, Kenny. We head to Carolina. Falcons down 10 in the fourth quarter. Tevin Coleman takes a short pass from Matt Ryan, 19 yards for the score. Panthers still lead 20-17, but the Falcons have the ball back with a two-minute warning. Kenny?
All right, thanks, Carissa. Falcons trailing the Panthers by three. Cooper fields it out to 22. Darrell Cooper out to the 35-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. So the Rams averaging over 30 points per game coming into this one, put up 51 today.
Well, they're fun to watch. You never know what you're gonna get. I mean, the playbook, you feel like it's all the way in. I don't know if it's all the way in. You got a young guy learning a new offense, but the type of plays that we've seen today, it's exciting. You know, you get just enthusiasm being around them, and obviously that's reflective of their head coach. But what they're doing in all three areas, Kenny, on defense, Wade Phillips has this unit humming. On special teams, John Fossil's best in the business. Say it again. You can't say it enough. And with the way that they're coaching these two young players, and Todd Gurley and Jared Goff, it's a team you must tune in TV for.
We hit the two-minute warning. Sean McVay's Rams will remain unbeaten on the road. 4-0 plus a win in London. 51-17 over the Giants. Jared Goff and the Rams. 51-point day against the Giants. Great job by our entire crew, led by producer Barry Landis, director Scott Katz, associate director Joe Williams, broadcast associate Cody Novak, our technical producer Rob McGuggins, technical director Kyle Collins, Dave Corris, our statistician, crunching the numbers along with Ricky Camps, and Bulma, our spotter. Malcolm Brown, the carry, down to Christina.
Hey, can you talk about these Rams handling success? They're certainly having fun throughout the process. During the bye week, you could see guys all over L.A. at the World Series. Jared Goff took in a Laker game. Alec Ogletree and Todd Gurley actually saw at a Clipper game. So these guys enjoying themselves, staying focused, but having fun and enjoying themselves in the process, guys.
They've been all around Los Angeles. Thanks, Christina.
I think the biggest thing, to Christina's point, doesn't seem too big for them. And to be in this situation, you know, where you're winning, you're successful, you're 6-2, you're the hottest team in football in the NFC other than Philadelphia. You know, a lot of young guys on this team, second youngest team in football, to be able to handle that speaks volumes, not only to them, but to the guys leading them, the coaching staff, and the few veterans that they do have on this football team.
Rams have made some history today. Most points ever allowed by the Giants since moving to New Jersey. Those three games in the 1940s played at the Polo Grounds. 1964 at Yankee Stadium. This is the most points allowed by the Giants at home since that game against the Browns in 64 in the Bronx.
We just keep digging and digging, don't we, into the misery of the New York Giants on a day-to-day. The only good thing about New York today was the marathon, which my brother completed in 4 hours and 35 minutes. Congrats, Tiki. Fourth one.
Yes, his fourth New York marathon. Oh, an excellent job by Tiki. State Farm postgame show is coming up with 22 seconds remaining. Tiki in the Ring of Honor, now a two-sport athlete, completing his fourth New York Marathon.
He can have that.
You ran a couple of miles yesterday in Hoboken.
I ran a couple, about two and a half. Now, it's Giants team's got a lot to look at themselves now in the mirror. You know, what is the outside force or inside force that's going to galvanize them to finish this season the way that they want to? And I don't know, the story of the day is all about L.A., though. They are a fun team to watch. Dominating performance here in the Meadowlands.
Sean McVay and the Rams victorious. They score 51 for Rondé Barber and Christina Pink. This is Kenny Albert. To Charlotte we go.